I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The persecution of Christians is on the rise, as noted by Pope Francis in a recent speech. But what are we, as everyday Christians, supposed to do about it? Bruce Ellen of Forgotten Missionaries International has some ideas.
Whether they're sitting in the pews next to us on a Sunday service or they're on the other side of the planet, we are one body. And when one part of the body is experiencing a trauma, the whole body suffers with it. How does an injured body take care of itself? If a human body has an injured knee, the healthy hand that is on that body still takes care of that knee. That's what we do in the body of Christ. We come alongside of our brothers and sisters in other places and care for them in physical, spiritual, emotional ways.
In a minute, we'll share how you can help persecuted Christians through FMI. And though they aren't facing physical persecution, some children in the U.S. will soon begin to face challenges because of their faith. As another school year begins, many kids will be taught concepts that are contrary to the Bible's teaching. Keys for Kids Ministries is encouraging them to stand strong and make wise choices through devotionals that present real-life issues. Keys for Kids Executive Director Greg Yoder.
It's those kinds of stories where kids actually read something, and it may not necessarily mean much to them until they're placed in a very similar situation where they either have to tell the truth or tell a lie. What are you going to do? Well, if it's stories reminding you about what God teaches about telling the truth and having integrity, it's something that you will never forget.
You can find the full stories, plus ways you can help believers in need at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you pray for your world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.